Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks a lot for joining us, Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Whoa, what was that? That was like a action zoom. That was like the wire cam on Monday Night Football. Look. Did you see that? Are you watching this? What he's doing? Do it to Nate now. That's a trip, man. I wasn't ready for that. Watch.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? Like someone's running at you.
Right into your living room.
We have good special effects on the morning show. The televised portion. They really don't do as much good in the when it's not on the radio. My iPad just went crazy. Like all these tabs open, everything I wanted to talk about, and then someone like went, and then all the tabs disappeared. Nate, where are my tabs at?
I don't know. Like the diet soda tab, or is that on the iPad?
I used to drink that back in the day.
Right. You're talking about on the iPad, though.
Are you a guy who has like 20 tabs open?
No, like 7.
Okay, I think that's pretty. I think 5 to 10 is pretty normal.
Yeah.
There's some people that have like 30.
No, that's too many.
Right.
I lose my place.
Right.
Like 5 or 7. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I think that's
usually about what I got going.
I think that's pretty standard. Unless people just get.
Sounds like you're talking about somebody specific. What do you mean?
I'm not being specific.
Are you saying Nate does that?
No, Nate's pretty
normal. Or do you do that?
I don't do that.
And is that why the system crashes here when you're broadcasting?
I'll have a couple different browsers open. Once I go past 5, I'll just open another browser. But whatever.
I think we're finding out it's your fault that the system crashes here.
Well, I sent you an email, so maybe that's why. I printed off the rundowns, but I just emailed them to you anyways. So I'll get you a hard copy in the break, but you got to.
One of those steps is
you
unnecessary.
You got mail.
You know that?
What's not necessary?
You're still supposed to streamline things. Email or hard copy. You don't need to do both.
I need to do both.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that your backup?
I want the hard copy.
Yeah.
I bet you do. I don't even know what that means.
That's a great show.
It means the Royals beat the Angels 6-1. In a very impressive performance and a game, there's several things to get excited about and to make you feel better about. Number one, the Royals haven't lost a series yet, right? Number two, so that makes you feel good. And they beat the Angels again. But besides that, the most important thing to come out of this game was Brad Keller pitched well. So people were wondering, we were wondering, everyone's wondering, hey, what's wrong with Brad Keller? Is it physical? Is it mental? Is it mechanics? Is it, for some reason, confidence? Athletes, confidence is a very delicate thing. What are you laughing for?
This reminds me of that aftershave commercial. Jack Palance.
Confidence is very sexy, don't you think? Remember when we did push-ups at the Academy Awards? Like, look at this beast.
Confidence is a very sexy thing.
You'd have put, if you'd
don't you think?
Yeah. Confidence is very sexy, don't you think?
After shave.
Yeah. If you put him through the combine, he'd at least been a second-round pick. Those attributes. He's a beast. Anyway.
You ask me questions, I answer them.
Right.
So when you say that, that's what goes through my mind.
So, but confidence. Whatever it was, it looked like it was fixed at least for one night. He looked really good. 5 2/3 innings. You'd like to see him go longer, but beggars can't be choosers at this point. What did I say? 5 or 6 innings? I said, can I get a quality start? Well, he was a third of an inning short of a quality start. I think we'll all take that. We'll all sign up for it. Would you love to see him go 6 or 7? Sure. But 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, threw 94 pitches. Jake Brents comes in again, gets one hitter, but maybe the Royals have found something here, so that's good. The lengthy IL stay for Josh Staumont was finally over. We waited that one out. Like, I don't know. Nate was tweeting about it, so Nate's gonna explain everything. All I can tell you is this is what I know, which ain't a lot, people. By the way, do you like my new Royals batting practice hat?
Ooh, that's cool.
It's a little bit.
I'm trying to see what the design in the KC is.
It's a little bit thinner, you know, for summery batting practice. Okay. You know, kind of more like jersey, not so wool, not so heavy.
Breathable.
Yes, breathable. It's like the crown.
Oh.
That crown.
I see. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Size 8 for the melon.
Fitted.
Oh, that's all I wear.
Perfect.
Go find me some snapbacks that fit this.
I know. I've tried to buy you a snapback before. You're like, get this away from
me. No, I want to wear it, but it's like.
I understand.
It's like, imagine a belt. That's maybe a few sizes too.
It's on the last little notch.
Been there. I've actually had to get a leather cutter out and put a notch in a belt.
You see? Don't look at my face. Don't look at my face. Look at the hat. And Phil, look. If you're looking at this, kangaroos. Sorry. By the way, Phil St. John will be calling in. I said, when do you want to call in? He won't even tell me that. I think he's jacking with me now.
Yeah, of course he is.
And he's milking this.
He's got hand now.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's talking, Mama. I said 24 hours.
Tomorrow he's going to call in, but he won't tell
he's
me when.
He's finally got hand on you, man.
And I can't, he's got things to do. He's got to go to school and everything else, so I can't tell him, you got to call in at this time. So I've been invited to come in studio for the TV, and then I'd have to get up a lot earlier for that. I go, yeah, yes, yes.
Hell if I'd be doing
smart
that.
Man.
So that was a no-go.
He'd come hanging out with Stan and...
He's going to call a little bit after 7.
Perfect.
Before he leaves for school. So. I don't want to think about it, all right? I'm very excited for him either way. It's going to be awesome, but I wish he would tell me.
I'm going to start bothering him. Tell me so I can know before your dad knows. He probably would
anyway,
tell me.
Well, maybe. Jake, he sure as hell won't tell me.
I'm
Jake Brents.
Godfather.
A third of an inning, and then Josh Stallmont will go back to that. I don't know. All I could tell you is before the game before this, they put him on the IL. And damn it, it said 10-day. Did it not?
It did. Well, the website said 10-day DL. That's
okay.
What it said. Yeah.
But I'm talking about, what did the graphics say that the Royals Twitter account? Everything I go through Twitter now. I don't know.
I went back, the tweet
the
when they took him off the IL just said he's off the IL. It didn't say 10-day, but it said off the IL. But maybe I'll go back and look at the original tweet. But yeah, somewhere it was listed as 10-day.
So that's what, you know, because there's a COVID IL and then the 10-day IL. They're different, Nate.
Well, they are, but I think that what I learned is that the team isn't really allowed to say anything about COVID for whatever reason by league rules, so they don't say COVID IL. They just put them on the COVID IL.
I don't know. Other teams have been.
I don't know. I don't
know. My fantasy league, they'll say COVID.
Yeah, other teams have been.
Yeah. Maybe it's about what the player wants. I don't know.
Look, the point is, we all assumed he was on the 10-day IL because that's what it said.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything, but then you're like, okay, what is this? Right? Mm-hmm. And then what did we all say the first thing? Well, he did have COVID. He battled COVID. Could this be COVID-related? Does he have some complications? Whatever it was okay the next day. And, you know, after, less than 24 hours on the IL. So the next day, we're walking around here, and Stallmont's off the IL.
What?
And I told Diego, shut up. You're stupid. It's not even funny. The joke's not even, like, realistic. He goes, look. And it's okay, fine. One day. Must have been the COVID IL. Good. Happy that he's okay. And then right back in the game to fire two scoreless innings. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled. Yesterday during the show, I didn't know if I... So am I going to hear, well, they're going to... He's going to go see Dr. James Andrews. And then you're like, oh...
Don't ever say that.
Well, I'm just telling you. That's what you don't. That's what.
Right.
That's the worst you're expecting, mm-hmm. or something even worse. Whatever. But the whole show yesterday. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? The reliever that we're all most excited about. The upside. Maybe he becomes a closer. Maybe he's just a stud reliever and used in multiple ways. Whatever it is, he's an important part of the Royals being good moving forward. I think. right? We all love the kid, right? As a pitcher?
Yes.
Jake, you on board? Stallmont, you love
absolutely
his hair.
Absolutely love the hair.
You love to be able to pull
he's
off the man bun like
bullpen
he does. You can never pull that off. He can, you can't.
Not yet.
Well,
what do you mean, never?
The look would not be right for you.
Oh,
I don't
I disagree.
Think. Do you want that look?
I do.
The man bun like he has? Because I think it's smart and it's right and it looks good while
I need
pitching
a man bun to cover up my balding spot.
Do you like the way he handles his hair better than Barlow or Barlow better than him?
I like Stallmont's a little better.
Because Barlow's free-flowing. He's just out there, this is me.
He's letting it all hang
you
out.
You know, Stallmont's like, let me put this he's up business in a man bun and let me strike
like
you
I
out.
Like, I bet if Stallmont's know partying, I bet he lets it down. But when
or not.
Take,
I mean, I don't
take
know
care of business.
Well, if Stallmont decides to play the guitar, sits down with the acoustic guitar, and then
lets the hair out, yeah.
Yeah.
He has the option.
He shakes it out.
But right, wasn't that, but so, no matter how it happened, wasn't that, no pun intended, wasn't that a relief to see
wow
Stallmont on the,
wow, wow, wow.
Wasn't it, but seriously, wasn't that a relief?
It was great.
We went from
the
not,
best case scenario possible.
We went. What's it was like
better
the impossible
case. Right.
We went from yesterday during the show. Boy, I don't know when we're going to see him pitch again.
Right.
To a couple hours later, I just pitched two innings. He looks fine. Right. That's who was going to predict that yesterday? Nate's like, I thought that could happen.
I didn't know. I was texting baseball officials yesterday
give me
morning
one
saying
name of
no
somebody of a baseball. You're asking a legitimate question. Who are you bothering about IL rules?
I mean, the first person I texted was Mike Swanson.
I bet he loves that.
He loves hearing from me. He loves it.
Like, and a couple hours before
ding
the game too.
Oh,
I bet he's
God.
I bet that's when he wants it.
Well,
too.
What I'm guessing is he got it from about a 1,000 people.
Well,
you know, but,
which is even a better reason
yeah
for you to add to
right
it.
Well,
so how quickly did he get back? What did he say?
Actually, pretty quickly, within minutes. You know. He explained.
Did he seem irritated? Because he should have been.
No, he actually said it was good to hear from
you. Oh, was it? Go out there,
that's
then.
That's a professional comment.
I do want to say, well, that's his, yeah, he's got to deal with a-holes like me every day. That's
he
his,
did
that's
not have
job
to say that it was good to hear from you, though. That sounds
no, that
genuine.
Was, you know what?
That sounds genuine.
I'm a big right fan of Mike Swanson.
But he didn't have to say that. I think that's nice,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Especially when you're bothering him about
before
IL rules. What did you ask
he's fantastic
him?
Well, I said, this is probably a stupid question, but how can a guy spend one day on the 10-day DL? I thought you had to be on there for a minimum of 10 days.
Did you text, this might be a stupid question?
Yes.
See, that's where Swanee drops the ball. You text me that, I would say, what
yep
a stupid question.
What a dumbass no question.
What a stupid question that is. Wouldn't that have been great if Swanson would have?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What a stupid question.
Well,
but I'll answer
he
it.
He did jump my case because I put DL on there, and he said, hey, by the way, get with it. It's IL.
I'm not going to criticize you for that. I can't say it right ever.
I know.
I've done good today.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
But I still hesitate.
It takes a while to get
he's
used
on the,
to it.
IL.
Like the
IL
LA Chargers. What?
So then he said what? What was his final answer?
Well, he explained to me about this, the you know, the COVID DL, but the for whatever reason.
IL.
The
I'm correcting him. I got it. I got this thing down cold now. IL.
There's a shortened IL that a player can go on that involves, it could be contact tracing. It can be a false positive. It can be if you're having side effects from mm-hmm the virus. It can be if you've had a vaccination and you've had side effects from the vaccination, which we talked with Graham Zusi yesterday. There were a whole lot of sporting players that were having a tough time getting through training the other day.
And there's no minimum time that they have to spend on this.
I don't know about that.
Well, it sure seems like, I mean, that was less than 24 hours, right?
It was told to be very short. It can be a very short stint, and that's what it was. So
we went on like, what, with like an hour before
I'm
the game?
I'm assuming you have to miss one game, at least.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
well, there
assuming
you go.
That's it. And that's what he did.
I mean, that's what we'll go by, because that's what he missed.
Yeah.
Shortest
I'm guessing
IL
you can't
ever
miss like half a game. Like, right. I'm guessing they can't be like, up off the IL in the fifth inning.
Like a pinch hitter. He's back in the game now. Wait yeah a minute. He was on the IL. Nice hitting. Well, I mean, that was kind of, I mean, you know, the Angels are thinking, oh, their bullpen's thin. We have to worry about Stallmont. They put him on the IL the next day.
Yeah.
Two scoreless innings. Well, all right.
What happened?
These are some, well, we got a break anyways. We could talk more about it. But
that's never stopped you before from continuing
that's
your thought. Why
true
are you?
Every once in a while.
What do you say? That's not me. I'm just giving you observation. It's how you feel about what that statement or my statement or your statement.
I appreciate his effort today. I mean,
yeah, okay, good.
Today.
Okay, that day.
I mean, yesterday I was about to reach the glass and punch him in the back of the
how
head.
How can you reach through glass?
I'm
that's such a ridiculous idea.
I can't remember which segment. I told you guys to break like three times, and then he asked one more question. I think it's Boddicker.
But he did it, didn't he? And he's here to talk about it the next day. And he's taking a step in the right direction.
Jake waits till I start talking, and then he goes, break!
No,
Stop, shut up. When you talk, it's time to break.
Like,
wrong.
Like 5 minutes That's into the totally segment, true. He did that wrong. To you. He started talking, are you break? Wait a minute.
Boddicker's talking, telling stories. Yeah. Steven's telling stories, and all of a sudden I start to, break!
I'm glad you take a hint.
Oh, boy. Should we break?
I don't care.
Yeah, neither do I, really, but I will.
Let's just set the tone.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hey, the Royals won 6-1. Yeah. Have fun on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I'm just wondering, are you aware of that? According to StatCast, it's the fastest you've thrown, and you haven't reached 98 in a few years. Did you feel like that was there?
I definitely think so. When you get guys on base, bases loaded, and you got to face Ohtani and Trout, you kind of get a little extra adrenaline rush. I think it also goes back to mechanically, like speaking. I mean, I couldn't throw that hard with the mechanics I was working with in the first two starts. I feel like now with some of the adjustments that we made, it made it easier for the ball to come out cleaner. And when I could step on it, I could step on it. And make an effective pitch instead of, yanking one or sailing one. So I think it just goes back to being more sound mechanically.
I mean, third inning, bases loaded. Strike out Trout and Walsh. Hey, Trout, how'd your series go, by the way? Sorry, it's not. Hey, and let me tell you.
Why are you sorry?
Let me tell you this. Let me see here. I had this conversation with somebody the other night because Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, and he has been, right?
Yeah.
He's the superstar. He should be the face of baseball. But I don't feel like – I don't think he gets superstar treatment the way superstars of the other sports do.
No.
I don't see him everywhere. I feel like I don't know very much about Mike Trout. I don't feel like I know enough about him to like him or dislike him. It's just, hey, Mike Trout is awesome, and he's the best player in baseball, but I don't know what else, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about how much you see and know about the best, about even nationwide Mahomes or...
Oh, we know he loves Subway sandwiches.
Mike, does he?
He's on Subway commercials.
Is he? Is he? I'm really asking.
Draymond Green's on a lot more Subway commercials.
But he is. But there's nothing memorable about those commercials.
Yeah.
And that's not taking anything away from him as a player, but it's like, you got to figure out a way to market your guy better. It's not up to him, or maybe I don't know. He's making a gajillion dollars, and he's the best player in baseball and a future Hall of Famer.
He loves the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Okay.
I like that too. That's a good one. But I think it's a combination of baseball players are not treated like the stars that other players are in this baseball. We talk about it. They do a poor job of marketing their own talent. They pretty much market their own talent as a bunch of spoiled brats that want too much money. More than they do, promoting them as athletes, and he's not a big self promoter,
right?
We talk about that in the fight game. You got to be your own best self promoter in that sport. And in baseball, it's like I feel like Fernando Tatis Jr. He's you see him around more than you do Trout because he's kind of got this. He likes to be out there. He likes to be a little bit more expressive and. He's got the cool hair, and he's got the cool bats that he uses and all these things. And Trout just kind of seems like he just wants to lay low and do his thing.
He's still slash that's 381, yeah. 509, 762 slug. His numbers are obscene. He's so unbelievably good. But I guess also the other thing would be that he hasn't tasted success in the postseason, and that's when that's where superstars are made, right?
That's right. Yep, that's right.
We put – and I – No, I'm not going to say I do. I put way too much emphasis, or maybe I don't. I put a mountain of emphasis on what a player does in the postseason.
Thank you, my friend.
He's only had one chance, and he didn't do much.
College basketball, and it's wrong. I'm wrong for this. You probably
I don't think
I'm stupid.
Are.
College basketball, I don't give a damn what they did in the regular season. What happened in March? How far they go? Like, when I think back to a season, like, I don't think back, like, the last really good Mizzou basketball season. What a run that was. All I think about is Norfolk State. That's a flaw that I have. That's all I think about. All those great teams for the Chiefs in the 90s, I loved them. But what do I think about? Oh, Lynn Elliott and the Colts. Oh, John Elway and the Broncos. That's what I, you know, that's what I think about. And that's why, like, we talk about baseball and stars. Salvi is a huge star in Kansas City. And, like, see, he should be a huge star even more so nationwide, I think.
Yeah, he deserves it.
You want a guy to be the face of baseball or a guy that you could put on TV and put in funny commercials. Like, they do a great job locally of promoting Salvi and putting him out there, and he's great, and we feel like we know him, and we love Salvi. Because, like, how do you watch Salvi and not be happy, you know?
Right.
That guy's got an energy. He walks into the room. Everyone except if it's really cold and you're with Merrifield and you don't want him dumping you with a Gatorade, then you're not. You don't like his energy, right? But, like, if they were smart, if Major League Baseball smart, marketing themselves, I mean, Salvi would be great. Like, the kick we get out of Salvi and him laughing and having fun, and, oh, by the way, he's a World Series MVP. Former World Series MVP, Salvador Perez. And I don't care if people get mad. You know, best catcher in baseball. You can say it. Casual baseball. It's like, whatever. He's one of the best, damn it. And look at the way. And how hot is he right now?
Oh, man.
By the way.
Hotter than a firecracker.
Salvador Perez at the plate. Right? Listen to that laugh. Thank you, my friend. Everything else. I think the world. If they were allowed to, the world would fall in love with Salvi. But it's just interesting. And I guess there is a lot to that, even for me as well, as to why Mike Trout. Is it a, and who knows, maybe if he won a World Series, he still wouldn't be, because he's Mike Trout and he just doesn't command that much attention off the field. But I find it to be interesting. We talk about baseball and how difficult it is for people to watch the Royals locally and how difficult baseball makes it sometimes to be a baseball fan and to watch the sport that you want to watch. And so here we are watching the best player in all of baseball, a guy that's compared, I mean, he puts up numbers that, well, hell, nobody has. Amongst the greatest of all time. And I don't feel like he gets, you know, superstar treatment.
There's a little bit of a, like, a Tim Duncan quality there. A little bit of a, maybe a Roger Federer type guy. You know, the superstar that just is not flamboyant at all.
Goes about his business.
That just does his thing. And the only difference, though, is like with Tim Duncan, not only was he kind of quiet and reserved in the way he carried himself, he was not a highlight reel machine, right? He just won titles by hitting 19-foot jumpers over and over again and never missing them and just being like this ridiculously consistent guy. Whereas Trout actually does some highlight reel stuff. You know, he hits for some serious power. He makes unbelievable plays in the outfield and all that, but I think it's more like the way he carries himself is like those guys. He's not a brash, you know, personality at all. But I think a lot of it's the problem with baseball too. Remember we talked about that. ESPN did that ranking of like the top 200 most famous athletes, and they had some sort of statistical algorithm they used in terms of social media impressions and all this, and there wasn't like a baseball player in the top 100 in the world. You know, it's just there's something about that.
And like even, like you think about George Brett, who, I mean, he had 3,154 hits, right?
Yeah.
A Hall of Fame career. If he never sniffs the playoffs, he has a Hall of Fame career, right?
Right.
But, like, what's the first things you think about with George Brett? Home run, Goose Gossage, game 3, ALCS in 1980.
Yep.
3 home runs in one game in the playoffs against the Yankees. The incredible defensive play at third base against the Cardinals in the World Series. All these.
Game 5 against the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Single-handedly won that game.
Hitting 2 home runs and then running and taking the baseball and shoving it in Dick Houser's chest. Like, this was for you. Game ball for you, baby. Let's just sit and talk about George Brett moments.
You're right, though. Those Royals, you always remember Lorenzo Cain's performance in the ALCS. You always remember Alcides Escobar.
Favorite Mike Trout moment, go. The thing that stands out to you more than anything.
All I think about is the bad performances he's had against the Royals. I mean,
we're not Angels fans, but still.
He hit one home run in that ALDS, and that was it. I think that was his only hit in the entire three-game series. And then that's like this past weekend. You know, you look at the box score yesterday, you go, Mike Trout went 2-for-4. But in the last two games, he came up to the plate in some crucial situations. He struck out every time.
Right.
And look, he can get a lot of clutch hits, and he probably will this year. But that's what you remember. You know, and it's tough because in baseball, even the best hitters fail 7 out of 10 times in the clutch. But
outfield deep at every position now with George Brett at the plate. Set by Gossage. High drive hit deep to right field. It is gone. 3-run home run by George Brett into the third tier of Yankee Stadium. And Brett.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Right?
I need to keep that in my pocket. Anytime you're in a bad mood, just fire that off.
Oh, gosh. You get me emotional, though, you know, in a good way.
Right.
That will never not make me happy.
Oh, I mean, that's a perma smile.
It's almost kind of like Salvi. He smiles at you, you're like, oh, it's Salvi. He should be everywhere doing it. Like when you go to Price Chopper, there he is. He's got this cut. I think, oh, I just dropped $300 and I'm not happy about it. Salvi, hey, how are you? Salvi's I feel better now. Thank you. I'm going to my car with a smile on my face.
Great
Thank
purchase
you.
On my part.
Thank you, Salvi. You know? Speaking of superstars, let me give you these numbers on the way to the break. Listen to this. You like the fantasy baseball, Jake. You should embrace this. You know this Ronald Acuna Jr.? Do you think he's good?
I do.
Think he could be a superstar?
Yes, but they don't want him to be so flamboyant, right? He sometimes he stares at his home runs.
I want him to be more flamboyant. Do you know what his numbers are over the last 162 games played?
I don't.
287, 386, 581 /line. Okay, this is the last 162 games he's played, Jake. 153 runs scored, 33 doubles, 2 triples, 50 home runs, 111 ribbies, and 43 steals. Over his last 162 games, he's flirting with 50-50.
Wow.
He's at least in the bar.
43
like, hey,
bases stolen?
Hey, 50-50, I'm over here. No? Not
wow.
yet?
Wow.
All right. Just, I mean, you know, if he did that in the season, good. I'm just like, right? So.
They'd make a baseball card out of that.
They should. Let's take a break. Something just happened to me. What happened?
Happened to me,
did
too.
Did we lose power?
No.
You know what we just did? We connected power. Over Acuna's numbers.
I think did your ear sets go out?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
That was a fantasy connection. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jake, what happened on this day in sports, specifically boxing?
But I don't even know what today is.
Right.
Tax day?
April 15th. That would have been tax
Rumble
day.
Rumble in the Jungle.
No. This happened in 1985. One of my favorite fighters of all time.
Hagler Hearns?
Yeah.
No. Okay, yeah.
Woo. Now, why do you say no to yourself?
I don't
Trust
know.
Yourself.
I was living in Ark City, Kansas at that time. I watched that fight.
Why don't, Jake, trust yourself. Did you watch it in Ark City?
I did.
With your raccoon?
I didn't have the raccoon at that point in time.
Well, I bet you did.
Yeah. No, I didn't. And it technically wasn't my raccoon. It was my buddy Dustin's raccoon, but he was kind of our raccoon.
Raccoon. You used to have the raccoon in your bed, and it wasn't
was
your
my,
raccoon.
Well,
snugs with it.
You told us two weeks ago you had the raccoon in your bed snuggling with it, and it wasn't your raccoon?
Well, it was my buddy Dustin's. His dad worked at the nature raccoon. Center there, and he would Hop rescue orphaned wild animals and.
So how did the raccoon end up in your bed?
Well, we'd take him around, you know.
Did you borrow it for the night?
Well, see, listen to what he said. You take him around. That's not...
I like a pet. You know, he was like a little pet. You know, we took him...
Borrowed someone's pet, though.
Well, Dustin was with me.
Did he nibble at you?
So all three of you were in
bed? Yeah, he'd nibble on you sometimes. He'd always be pawing around because he can't really see that well because they're nocturnal animals.
Right.
So he always looked like he was...
Turn the light off?
It was really cute. He always looked like he was typing. He'd be feeling like this and looking over here.
Wow.
Like an old.
Boy,
typist.
Am I glad this is on TV. Let me tell you.
There was a ferret There was a fox, but you couldn't touch the fox. The fox would never let you touch her. She would let you get close, and then she would dart off real fast. That was her favorite game to play. No one ever touched the fox.
Right.
Except for Dustin's dad, because he was the park ranger. He knew how to take care of these animals.
Foxes are tricky, man.
They're
they
sly.
Look like they're sweet and they're nice, and then they'll bite you.
Beautiful.
One of the greatest fights ever, and maybe the greatest round ever, if you understand how big this fight was and how great these. I mean, two of the greatest fighters of all time, Marvin Hagler and Thomas Hearns. I retweeted the first round at SSJWHB on the anniversary, April 15th.
I just remember what I remember about watching that fight was because I was living in Arc City. You know, I would talk to my dad on the phone because he was up here.
Marvin Hagler.
I just remember him saying, "Well, they're both better than Sugar Ray Leonard."
Right. Well.
That's all I remember is my dad saying that very defiantly.
I'm not going to argue with him at all. So the Royals win, and again, not just a regular win, because even though I'm happy that they won, I'm happy they're in first place at 6-4. It's wonderful. It's early, but so what? Better to be in first now than last, whatever. It's always good to be in first place. But the two things that were more significant to me than winning the game was watching Brad Keller pitch well and having the unexpected surprise of Josh Stallmont back in the bullpen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel optimistic because they won, but how much more optimistic do you feel now than before the game just watching Brad Keller pitch effectively and watching Josh Stallmont pitch two scoreless innings? How much does that change your mood about the team right now?
Well, a lot, because yesterday we spent a lot of the show talking about, well, gosh, what's wrong with Stallmont? How bad is this going to be? We really have no idea. Your mind wanders because they weren't saying anything other than he's on the IL. And with Brad, can we finish the show by you asking me and Jake, do you think, you know, is your money on Keller having a good performance or a bad performance?
Right.
You know, we spent time talking about what exactly that would mean. So I feel a ton better. I felt like the reason you feel so much better about Keller is we know Keller's a decent pitcher. So as long as he's physically okay, he's going to figure things out, you think, as a pitcher. His career has already illustrated that he's not what he was the first two games. But that's why you were concerned. You're like, man, is there something wrong with him?
You know, concerned because Boddicker scared me.
Yeah, well, he was like, well, he's not throwing his slider at all. Is there something wrong there? And so that makes you feel a lot better, like, okay, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with him physically. He doesn't seem to be dealing with a serious injury or anything like that because he went out and he had a really good game against a decent lineup. So that makes you feel a lot better because they need better starting pitching. Yeah, there are two games over 500, but this isn't sustainable in terms of what they're getting from the starting pitching game in and game out. All of a sudden, back-to-back, pretty good starts. You know, and so that makes you feel better. And then Stallmont, again, with the other injuries they have in the bullpen.
That made me feel great.
They can't afford to have somebody out for a long period of time that's as good as Stallmont.
Because there was a chance Keller would pitch well, but there was no chance that, hey, Jake, what if Stallmont just comes right back off the IL and pitches well today? How's that sound? If I would have told you that yesterday, you'd have made fun of me.
Yeah,
so you can't do that, you dummy. 10 days on the 10-day IL.
You'd have said, shut up, dummy.
Right. Shut up.
But you'd have used the drop.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have said it because the drop's funnier. Will he find it before we go to break on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot?
Shut up, dummy.
When we get into the corner, Hagler punishing Hearns now, but it is Hagler who is bleeding. This is still the first round. The second round. These guys would definitely pace themselves. There has been no boxing at all, just fighting here.
Just slugging blood on the face of Marvin Hagler. Again, we can't quite tell where it's coming from while Hagler continues to dish out punishment. And now Hearns bounces right back. This may be the most brutal even round you've ever seen in boxing.
Here goes Ray Leonard on the call, who gets credit for going 2-0-1 against Hagler and Hearns when he actually went 1-2. He was behind on the scorecards in the first fight against Hearns, but had the comeback knockout remember when his trainer, Angelo Dundee, "You're blowing it, kid!" Great moment of boxing. He goes out and they turned it into a commercial. And he beats Hearns. In the rematch, Hearns beat him and knocked him down twice. And they called it a draw. Stupid. So that was a win for Hearns. When Hagler fought Leonard, Hagler won 115-113. And they gave the decision to Leonard. So. And they're going to have... did you see this documentary coming out? Jake, about the... And Nate, you like this too. It's about your dad. I love it. It's about... It's going to be on Showtime. It's about Hagler, Hearns, Duran, and Sugar Ray Leonard. And
when's
what,
that supposed to be out? I'll actually turn on the TV
it's called,
for that.
Let me see. The Kings. This could be on Showtime. It's a docuseries that will highlight the rivalries between Leonard, Hagler, Duran, and Hearns. Thank you. You have to look up and see when it's going to come out. I don't know. But I'll be watching it. But it's going to be on Showtime. The four-part docuseries will premiere Sunday, June 6th at 7 o'clock. So, by the way, do you guys know what, do you see what Sal did against the Angels? You got to be sick of him, right?
I know after that home run in the first 7-10.
He ended up
had a double.
8-12. 8-12 in that series.
And won a game by picking a ball up that ricocheted off somebody's dong and throwing him to third base.
That's probably the most impressive part of the whole series.
And there was some criticism after they moved him to the three hole. Well, that's kind of taken off, hasn't it?
So far, so good.
Leave him there.
You think it's just coincidence, or do you think it helps him to have Carlos Santana behind him? He's whacking home runs now.
He whacked one yesterday, didn't he? I can't hurt. I think that we talked about why maybe that would be a good spot for Mondesi to be, and Salvi's an aggressive hitter himself.
I forget about Mondesi.
Who?
Stop it. No, when you say that, like, oh, that's right, Mondesi.
Hey, maybe at some point he comes back and is another jolt to the lineup.
Let's go.
Nicky Lopez has cooled off a little bit. I hope Nicky picks it back up offensively.
Well, you know who's really cooled off to the point he's not even playing?
Yeah.
Is Isbell.
Yeah.
Because we talked about who loses their spot when Mondesi comes back. I mean, since that hot start, Isbell has been ice cold.
Yeah.
And now he's not even playing with regularity.
Yeah, and you want him to play every day.
Right.
Whether it's in the minors or the big leagues, he's the guy that should be playing every day.
So it feels like the way it's headed right now, Nicky gets a spot back. But then Witt has to go back out to the outfield. We'll see. There's still time left. Anything can happen.
Well, we know Witt will produce wherever they put him.
There you go. Now you're talking.
And he'll be pissed the whole time.
Back after this on WHP. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. We're going to talk to Buster Olney from ESPN next. Carlos Rodon with the no-hitter last night. Royals are in first place. Salvi is on fire. Josh Staumont is healthy. Lots of good stuff to talk about with Buster Olney after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.